I'm Andrew Green, and this is the Thursday edition of Flick Pick, the edition of the podcast where Jacob Holmes and I talk about the new movies coming out any given week at the cinema. Jacob, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so last week we started out with me saying it was a low-key week, but it wasn't necessarily with the Zombieland and the Maleficent. But this week, I think it is a low-key week.
It is a low-key week, and that's slightly surprising to me, being the last weekend before Halloween. I mean, Halloween's on a Thursday this year,
right?
So, so it is kind of a weird weekend. We've only got like two movies, and they're both kind of like low-key, not expected to, to light up the box office.
Right. I can't say I'm especially excited really about either of them. One of them
I'm
looks
not
okay.
either. One of them looks mildly interesting.
Right. So, we could start with that one. I've gotten a trailer for this one a lot.
I'm actually unsure of which one you're talking about.
I'm talking about Black and Blue.
Okay, Black and Blue.
The one that looks better of the two.
Yes, well, Black and Blue. This is a police drama about an African-American woman who is on the police force and in kind of a nondescript city. I'm sure it takes place in a specific city, but I don't think I got it from the trailer. I've only seen the trailer once.
It looks like Chicago, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, she's an officer, and she witnesses some corrupt police work going on.
Right.
Some corrupt officers being part of the shady deal that goes wrong, and the officer kills somebody. And her body cam catches it.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets caught by these crooked cops.
Right.
But she, she escapes from them. And so the whole movie, she's on the run, from the bad cops who are trying to, in the trailer, they say they just want her body cam, but they'd probably kill her.
Right.
And she's trying to find help from, the community who is not so trusting of the police in the city.
Right. And actually, it turns out the city is New Orleans.
Okay, New Orleans. All right.
According to IMDb. So, it looks like almost the entire police force is corrupt in this film, so she can't go to the cops.
Right.
And no one else will help her. There's, like, different people in the movie she appeals to and,
And they're like, at the very least, like, leery or distrusting of the police.
Right. And so our lead here is Naomi Harris. Was she in the Pirates of the Caribbean film?
I feel like she was. I've definitely seen her in I think she's Moneypenny in the Daniel Craig James Bond movies.
Well, she was in the Pirates of the Caribbean 2 and 3 as Tia Dalma.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And then what's the No Time to Die? Yep, she plays Miss Moneypenny.
And she was also in Skyfall. I think that was the first Daniel Craig James Bond that she was in. And then she was also in Spectre.
Okay, there you go. So, she's got some good credits to her name. She's a good actress. And, this film, do we have any buzz yet for this one?
Last I saw on Rotten Tomatoes, it's actually got a 50%. It's like it's one of those movies that, really tries to say something, but doesn't, the direction isn't quite sure-handed enough to pull that off.
Right. The director is Dion Taylor. He directed The Intruder. I'm trying to remember what
Intruder.
That was. Oh, that was the
That was the Dennis Quaid movie, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, where he's the crazy guy.
Was that last year?
It says 2019, actually.
Oh, my
it
gosh. Wow. All right.
He did Meet the Blacks, Supremacy, Chain Letter. Yeah, well, at least I recognize The Intruder. So, he's done thrillers, and this is kind of a thriller, kind of a drama.
Yeah, I'd say more of a drama.
Right. It looks all right to me, actually. This is probably what I'll see.
It looks like a perfectly solid option.
Frank Grillo is in it.
Oh, all right. I like Frank Grillo.
Yeah, so, that's Mike Coulter is the male lead.
I like Mike Coulter. Both him and Frank Grillo were in Marvel. Mike Coulter wasn't in a Marvel movie. He was Luke Cage on the Netflix series. Frank Grillo was in Captain America, Winter Soldier, Civil War, and then reprised his role in Avengers Endgame.
And I know him from the Purge films.
That's right. He was in Purge 2 and 3, I believe.
Yes. So, decent enough cast, decent enough reviews. It seems fairly intriguing.
If you're super curious, it's probably worth at least a matinee.
The conflicts that the character's dealing with seem pretty complex. So, it's Black and Blue, our police drama/thriller that opens up this weekend. And now the other new movie we get is kind of more more appropriate.
This is our Halloween horror movie.
This is our big Halloween horror film, and it's Countdown.
Countdown. This is a movie about an app that supposedly predicts, supposedly tells you when you're going to die.
Right, and so you install.
It gives you a countdown to your death.
Right, and the trailer shows, like, have you gotten this trailer?
Yes.
So have I. Trailer shows, you know, some people using the app, and they're just having some fun. It's like, it says I'll die in 67 years. Yay, you know?
Right.
And then this girl, I think, installs it. It says, you'll be dead in 2 days or something like that.
Yeah, it's very, very Ring-like stuff.
Right, and it's been the butt of many jokes as far as I've seen online. I saw an AV Club headline today that said, in Countdown, you'll be counting down the moments till you're not watching this movie.
Ouch.
Right.
Ooh, zing.
Zing. How are other critics reacting to this one?
I haven't seen. I don't know if this movie's been screened for critics, to be honest.
It wouldn't surprise me if it has not been.
Although, and obviously, if you saw a headline like that on AV Club, I'm guessing that was from a review. So they probably have.
Yeah, it's got a 27% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Nice.
Yeah, a bunch of green splatters on the page here.
Well, and then also in the trailer, doesn't it, tying back into the Ring, like it does show people using the app, and then like their countdown runs out, and then they get like killed by some unseen force.
Right, some freak accident occurs or something. Like
so again, very much like the Ring, our main character is trying to like figure out what the deal is behind this app and who's behind it all or how to stop it.
Is this a Blumhouse production?
No, it is not.
It is not.
It does sound like a movie Blumhouse would do, though.
It does. I was going to say that would be perfect. But
dare I say it, though, Blumhouse might do this idea probably better. I don't know. I'd be more willing to give Blumhouse the benefit of the doubt on this movie, just because they have turned weird concepts like that into good products with stuff like, you know, Happy Death Day.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I just picked up Happy Death Day to You.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh, really? Did you see the first one?
Yes, I saw the first one.
Okay, I picked up the new one on DVD the other night. Anyway, but this is Countdown. This is no Happy Death Day. The director looks like a newcomer, Justin Deck.
All right.
And he also wrote it. So, all right, he's a writer-director. The
I'm not interested in this movie. I think it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of disappointing that this is our big Halloween movie. Well, I mean, you could count Zombieland for that.
You could.
I find it very interesting that the Dr. Sleep movie, I know we keep talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come out for like another 2 weekends, but I'm surprised that that's not our big Halloween movie.
It should be.
It's a Stephen King movie.
They could have released it against Countdown and not had to worry at all.
No, it would have done just fine.
The Countdown would have had to be moved to make way for Dr. Sleep, but that's what we got this glorious Thanksgiving. It's Countdown about the phone app.
You mean Halloween?
Halloween, yes.
Yeah. It's a Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes. So it's Countdown. I don't know. Maybe I will see this just to find out how it is. If it's as bad as it.
I'm probably going to skip this one.
Yeah, it's PG-13 too, so there you go.
Yeah, that's. Well, again, you can have a PG-13 horror movie and still have it be good. Happy Death Day, those are PG-13, and those are, I like the first one.
Right, but Happy Death Day has a heavy comedy element to it.
Well, that's true. This is very true.
All right, well, it's Countdown. If you're in the mood for a scare, you can see Countdown and, you know, count down the minutes till it's over. So those are our
How long does it say the movie is?
Hour 28 minutes.
Wow, all right.
Black and Blue is an hour 48, so, yeah. Black and Blue is the clear winner of this, out of these two, at least.
The crop of this weekend's release.
Yes. But in terms of other things that are playing, you know, we've got a bunch of movies playing that are worth seeing right now at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. Abominable is still going. That's the animated film. Have you heard much reaction to that one? It was okay, right?
Yeah, it was okay. It was number one the weekend it opened. It got solid reviews. It's just a solid animated family movie.
There you go. Also, as mentioned, Black and Blue is playing. Countdown is playing. Downton Abbey is still going. Let me make sure I'm looking at the right day, actually, because Celebration Cinema updated their website. So, I clicked on Friday. It still got Downton Abbey listed.
All right,
that was okay. We got Flicks Family Film Fest, Spider-Man Far From Home.
This is the third time it's been in the theater. Because there was its initial release, then they released it, they put it back for a couple weeks for the extended cut,
mm-hmm.
And now it's back for Flicks Family Film Fest. I find it interesting because it's a PG-13 movie, but like, I don't know, it's a PG-13 and like doesn't really mean anything anymore, right. Depending on the movie. But hey, yeah, kids 12 and under, get in free. Everyone else, $5. A really good Spider-Man movie. Good Marvel movie.
Yeah, you raved about it when it came out.
Yeah,
right?
I really liked it. It was probably my favorite. Well, Into the Spider-Verse aside, probably my favorite live-action Spider-Man movie since the original Spider-Man 2. The original Sam Raimi, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 2.
All right. Well, it's Spider-Man Far From Home at the Flix Family Film Fest this weekend.
The third Spider-Man 2.
There you go. Gemini Man is still playing. For those of us who are clamoring to see Gemini Man, it's available.
This is its second week of release, right?
Third.
Oh, okay.
What did come out last week? It wasn't...
It was Zombieland and Maleficent.
Okay, it was. All right. Well, Gemini Man's still going. Joker is still out, so there's something. I have considered seeing that a second time.
I don't know if I want to see that movie again. It's really good, don't get me wrong, but it's not a movie that you're like in, that you want to be in the mood to watch.
Right. It'll put you in a bad mood, I think, most likely, or at least kind of depress you. Judy with Renee Zellweger still going. Did you see this one?
No, I've not seen this one. Probably going to miss it.
Oh, really? Well, that's the story of Judy Garland, so maybe I'll see that just to find out if they cover Valley of the Dolls. also still going is Maleficent. Did you see it?
No, we did not get around to seeing it this weekend, but it's going to happen, and when we do see it, you will know.
I have not heard good things.
No, I've not either. I think it has a lower Rotten Tomatoes score than the first movie. So,
I'm going to find out what the Rotten Tomatoes score is right now.
It was like 40% when I saw it last.
Yeah, it's still ahead of Countdown then. Yeah, it's 40% right now. All right, well, it's Maleficent. It's still going. The Addams Family is playing. You know, that's kind of a Halloween film, sort of.
Yeah.
You know, a fun one for the whole family. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun movie. Not great, but... decent. It's playing.
You got what you came for.
Mm-hmm. Animated Addams Family. Why not? And Zombieland Double Tap is playing. We both saw this.
Yes. It was funny because I said that we would probably see Maleficent this weekend, but that didn't happen. We actually ended up seeing Zombieland, and I'm glad for it. Zombieland 2 was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. I loved it. I walked out with a smile on my face.
I wouldn't say that I loved it, but I liked the first movie. I've only seen the first movie the one time, but I enjoyed it, and I wouldn't call myself like a super fan of it. Like I could probably take or leave this them doing a second one, but you know, I'm glad I saw it. I had a lot of good laughs. It was fun to see these characters work off each other again with Woody Harrelson and Jesse Eisenberg especially. Mm-hmm. I mean, Woody Harrelson's great in this movie.
He is. I love it when he throws a tantrum when they're telling him where Abigail Breslin went.
Oh, or who she ran off with.
Yeah, she ran off with a musician.
A hippie.
And he throws a fit. And then he sits down and says, you know, continue, or whatever he said.
And then, there was some great... glorified cameo, Thomas Middlehitch and Luke Wilson show up in this movie for a hot minute, and they're really great. I can't remember the last time I saw Luke Wilson in something.
That is true. I mean, I always think of Idiocracy, but I know I've seen
that
him
was
in
a
something.
Long, but that was a long time ago.
Yes, I definitely saw him in something since then. I just can't remember.
But
what.
You know, their bits were a lot of fun. Rosario Dawson was pretty fun in this movie for the brief time she was in it.
I really loved her character, actually. I thought she was a great addition. I wish she had been there a little more.
I know, me too. I like Rosario Dawson. And then, again, Emma Stone and Abigail Breslin are still great as always.
Mm-hmm. And so, we've got Zoe Deutsch in this one as Madison.
Oh, yes. That was great.
Yeah, she was good.
I saw there were like one or two twists with her character that I saw coming like a mile away, but I don't think they really intended for that to be a big, you know, twist or whatever.
Right. I saw that twist coming as well, where she in the incident in the car.
Yes.
Yes. I was like, oh, come on.
And then later on in the movie. But no, it's a lot of fun. If you like the first movie, you probably already saw it, to be honest. But if you like the first movie and you really wanted to see a second one, well, this is what that is. It's the second Zombieland. It's not so much. I mean, it is a little, not so much a rehash, but it does feel like a legit continuation with these characters. But they play the hits too from the last movie.
By the way, did you know Zoe Deutsch is the daughter of Leah Thompson?
I did not know that.
Yep. Yep, I first saw her in a movie called Vampire Academy years ago.
Oh, all right.
Which wasn't very
good. I know that the actress, her name is familiar. I've definitely heard her name before.
Well, in Vampire Academy, which was not a good movie, she really stood out as being good. And at the time, I thought, I hope I see her in something again. And
well, now here you go.
She's popping up and stuff.
She was pretty fun in this movie, so.
She was. I could go for a third Zombieland now after seeing the second one.
Yeah, they were smart in that it ends, not to spoil anything, but it ends in a way that, like, they could stop, but they could also make more.
They could. And, there's the whole sort of fantasy fulfillment element to this movie where they're doing stuff you can't do in current society in this movie because it's abandoned. They can just do whatever they want.
Exactly.
And what do you think of Bill Murray's cameo?
They bring back Bill Murray, but again, not to spoil anything.
Oh, no.
It's great. I turned to my friends and I was like, this is the best Bill Murray movie in at least 15 years.
It surprised me with how much they did with him, actually, because I thought maybe
it was great.
I thought he'd just pop up for a minute or, just for a little quick thing as a zombie or something. And yeah, they do a lot more.
They did do. There was a great gag with Rosario Dawson where they referenced what happened to Bill Murray in the first movie.
That was funny. So it's Zombieland 2, by the way. I picked up Zombieland 1 on DVD like the next day after watching the second one.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's a fun movie. Check it out if you are at all interested. If you if you had to recommend anything playing this weekend, what would you recommend?
I would say probably Zombieland.
That's what I would say as well. Go see Zombieland. You know, that's the Halloween film to see, even though Halloween is next week.
It's close enough.
Do we know what's coming out next week?
Terminator. Terminator comes out next week.
Does it?
And you know what? Both of us might have to be eating our words on that movie because it's getting good reviews, like best reviews in a long time for this franchise.
Yes. After Terminator Genesis, I was like, no more. I will not see any more Terminator movies. And then I saw the trailer for this and like they got Linda Hamilton back.
And James Cameron as a producer.
And Arnold is there. So I'm like, okay.
Well, that was kind of a given.
Yeah, he was in Genesis as well. But with Linda Hamilton back, I was kind of like, oh, come on. Now you're tempting me to see this, but it's just going to be as bad as all the other recent Terminator films. And then it's getting really good reviews.
Well, I wouldn't say really good. It's right now it's sitting at like a 67 on Rotten Tomatoes. But I don't know. It could very well be a pleasant surprise. I mean, they got good talent behind it. Tim Miller, the director of the first Deadpool movie, is directing this. It's got James Cameron's backing, and he actually came up with the story for it.
Yeah, and they retcon everything after Terminator.
It takes place after Terminator 2, 3, Salvation, and Genesis did not happen.
That's fine with me. I liked Terminator 3.
Yeah, Terminator 3 is acceptable to me.
Yeah, but it's all right that they're like, no, we're just going to continue after Terminator 2. None of those other things happen. Let's just do a do-over. So, okay.
I think it's funny that, Terminator Genesis was such a bomb at the box office. Mm-hmm. But they still, because again, it got James Cameron's backing. I think that's the only reason this movie got made. It still has a budget of almost $200 million. I'm like, how did that happen with Genesis tanking so hard? Oh, James Cameron. He just pushed them in the money because he has the money.
Right, right.
I think there's something else coming out next. Oh, that Harriet Tubman movie comes out next weekend.
That looks pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it looks decent.
All right, so we got an historical film next week and Terminator. So there you go. I'll be at Terminator.
Fun fact, my girlfriend has not seen any of the Terminator movies.
Really?
Yes, and she doesn't really have an interest. And I'm like, she's big into movies like I am too. And I'm just like, no, we got to watch 1 and 2. Like, I'm going to have to like really convince her. Like, we need to sit down and watch Terminator 1 and 2 because they are legit classics.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I kind of like Terminator 1 the best out of all of them.
There's something really special about that first Terminator movie.
And it's actually kind of scary, you know, especially towards the end with the skeleton robot coming after.
Oh, yeah, the climax of the movie where he's stripped down to the endoskeleton, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we'll talk more about Terminator next week when the new one's released. As far as this week, we've got the two new releases, Black and Blue, and Countdown. Out of the two, Black and Blue is the better
probably bet. The better option, yeah.
And both of us recommend Zombieland for this weekend. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, I'm Andrew Green. This has been the Thursday edition of Flick Pick. I'll be back tomorrow with a Flick Pick review of Zombieland 2.